Welcome to Metropolitan Stadium in Bloomington, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the Minnesota Twins. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Pat Kelly. Batting second. The shortstop, Bucky Dent. Batting third. The center fielder, Ken Henderson. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Darren Johnson. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Bill Melton. Batting sixth. The DH, Carlos May. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Bill Stein. Batting eighth. The left fielder, Jerry Hairston. Batting ninth. The catcher, Pete Varney. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Jesse Jefferson. For the Minnesota Twins. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Lyman Bostock. Batting second. The center fielder, Dan Ford. Batting third. The second baseman, Rod Carew. Batting fourth. The DH, Tony Oliva. Batting fifth. The first baseman, John Briggs. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Eric Soderholm. Batting seventh. The left fielder, Steve Braun. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Jerry Terrell. Batting ninth. The catcher, Glenn Borgman. Pitching for the Minnesota Twins, Bill Butler. And now, play ball. Pat Kelly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kelly hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bucky Dent is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Kelly. The throw from Borgman and he is safe. Kelly steals second. Bucky Dent is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dent hits a fly ball into right field. Bostock settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ken Henderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Henderson hits a fly ball into left field. Braun settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Darren Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson takes first base on ball four. Bill Melton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melton hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Borgman settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Lyman Bostock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bostock takes first base on ball four. Dan Ford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. That's a pickoff. Bostock moves to second. Dan Ford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ford hits a pop-up in front of the plate. Varney settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rod Carew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carew takes first base on ball four. Tony Oliva is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Bostock moves to third. Carew moves to second. Tony Oliva is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliva is called out on strikes. Two outs. John Briggs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Briggs is walked intentionally. Eric Soderholm is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Soderholm hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bostock scores. Carew scores. Briggs moves to second. It's 2-0, Twins. Steve Braun is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Braun hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Varney settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Twins 2, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Carlos May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May hits a ball on the ground towards short. Terrell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bill Stein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stein hits a line drive into left field. Braun settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jerry Hairston is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hairston hits a line drive towards first. Briggs reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Twins 2, and the White Sox nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Jerry Terrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Terrell takes first base on ball 4. Glenn Borgman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Borgman bunts towards third. Melton fields it and throws to first for the out. Terrell moves to second. One out. Lyman Bostock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bostock is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Bostock hits a fly ball, foul, into left field. Hairston settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dan Ford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ford is 0 for 1 in the game. Ford strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Twins 2, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Pete Varney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Varney hits a pop-up towards first. Briggs settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Pat Kelly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kelly is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Kelly hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Carew scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bucky Dent is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dent is 0 for 1 in the game. Dent takes first base on ball 4. Ken Henderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Henderson is 0 for 1 in the game. Henderson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Soderholm fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Twins 2, and the White Sox nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Rod Carew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carew is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Carew hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Stein reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tony Oliva is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliva is 0 for 1 in the game. Oliva hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 3-0, Twins. John Briggs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Briggs is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Briggs takes first base on ball 4. Eric Soderholm is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Soderholm is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Soderholm takes first base on ball 4. Briggs moves to second. Rich Hinton now pitching. Steve Braun is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Braun is 0 for 1 in the game. Braun hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Stein fields it and throws to second for the out. Briggs moves to third. Two outs. Jerry Terrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Terrell is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Terrell hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Briggs scores. Braun moves to second. It's 4-0, Twins. Glenn Borgman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Borgman is 0 for 0 in the game. Borgman hits a ball on the ground towards third. Melton fields it and races to the third base bag for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Twins 4, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Darren Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Johnson strikes out. One out. Bill Melton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melton is 0-for-1 in the game. Melton takes first base on ball 4. Carlos May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 0-for-1 in the game. May hits a fly ball into left field. Braun settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bill Stein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stein is 0-for-1 in the game. Stein hits a fly ball into right field. Bostock settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Twins 4, and the White Sox nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Lyman Bostock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bostock is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Bostock hits a fly ball into center field. Henderson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dan Ford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ford is 0-for-2 in the game. Ford hits a ball on the ground towards third. Melton fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Rod Carew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carew is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Carew takes first base on ball 4. Tony Oliva is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliva is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Oliva is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Twins 4, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Jerry Hairston is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hairston is 0-for-1 in the game. Hairston is called out on strikes. One out. Pete Varney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Varney is 0-for-1 in the game. Varney hits a fly ball into center field. Ford settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Pat Kelly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kelly is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Kelly hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Carew scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Twins 4, and the White Sox nothing. The Twins will come to bat. John Briggs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Briggs is 0-for-0 in the game. With two walks, Briggs takes first base on ball 4. Eric Soderholm is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Soderholm is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got two RBIs. Soderholm hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Briggs moves to second. Steve Braun is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Braun is 0-for-2 in the game. Braun strikes out. One out. Bill Gogolewski now pitching. Jerry Terrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Terrell is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Terrell hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Briggs scores. Soderholm moves to third. It's 5-0, Twins. Glenn Borgman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Borgman is 0-for-1 in the game. Borgman hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Soderholm scores. Terrell moves to second. It's 6-0, Twins. Lyman Bostock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bostock is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk, Bostock takes first base on ball 4. Terrell moves to third. Borgman moves to second. Dan Ford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ford is 0-for-3 in the game. Ford is called out on strikes. Two outs. Rod Carew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carew is 0 for 1 in the game. With 2 walks. Carew hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Terrell scores. Borgman scores. Bostock moves to second. It's 8-0, Twins. Tony Oliva is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliva is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Oliva hits a fly ball into center field. Henderson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Twins 8, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Luis Gomez now playing shortstop. Jerry Terrell now playing second base. Bucky Dent is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dent is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Dent takes first base on ball 4. Ken Henderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Henderson is 0 for 2 in the game. Henderson hits a fly ball, foul, into left field. Braun settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Darren Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Johnson is called out on strikes. Two outs. Bill Melton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melton is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Melton strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Twins 8, and the White Sox nothing. The Twins will come to bat. John Briggs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Briggs is 0 for 0 in the game. With 3 walks. Briggs strikes out. 1 out. Eric Soderholm is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Soderholm is 2 for 2 in the game, with 2 singles and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Soderholm strikes out. 2 outs. Steve Braun is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Braun is 0 for 3 in the game. Braun takes first base on ball 4. Jerry Terrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Terrell is 2 for 2 in the game, with 2 singles and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Terrell is hit by the pitch. Braun moves to second. Glenn Borgman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Borgman is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Borgman is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Twins 8, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Carlos May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 0 for 2 in the game. May hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Terrell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Bill Stein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stein is 0 for 2 in the game. Stein takes first base on ball 4. Jerry Hairston is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hairston is 0 for 2 in the game. Hairston hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Stein moves to second. Pete Varney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Varney is 0 for 2 in the game. Varney strikes out. 2 outs. Pat Kelly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kelly is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Kelly hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Stein scores. Hairston moves to third. It's 8-1, Twins. Bucky Dent is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dent is 0 for 1 in the game. With 2 walks. Dent hits a ball on the ground towards third. Soderholm fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Twins 8, and the White Sox 1. The Twins will come to bat. Lyman Bostock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bostock is 0-for-2 in the game. With two walks, Bostock hits a fly ball into center field. Henderson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Danford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ford is 0-for-4 in the game. Ford hits a ball on the ground towards short. Dent scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Luis Gomez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gomez hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Stein scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Twins 8, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Ken Henderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Henderson is 0-for-3 in the game. Henderson hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Terrell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Darren Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk, Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Soderholm fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bill Melton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melton is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk, Melton hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Briggs settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Twins 8, and the White Sox 1. The Twins will come to bat. Tony Oliva is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliva is 1-for-4 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Oliva hits a ball on the ground towards third. Melton fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. John Briggs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Briggs is 0-for-1 in the game. With three walks, Briggs is called out on strikes. Two outs. Eric Soderholm is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Soderholm is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles and a walk. He's got two RBIs. Soderholm hits a line drive into right field. Kelly picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Kelly. Soderholm moves to second. Steve Braun is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Braun is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk, Braun hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. There goes Soderholm trying to get to home. Hairston throws the ball into Varney, who tags Soderholm, who's trying to score from second, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Twins 8, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Carlos May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 0-for-3 in the game. May hits a fly ball into left field. Braun settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bill Stein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stein is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk, Stein hits a ball on the ground into left center field for a base hit. Jerry Hairston is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hairston is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Hairston hits a ball on the ground into left center field for a base hit. Stein moves to third. Pete Varney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Varney is 0-for-3 in the game. Varney hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Stein scores. Hairston moves to third. It's 8-2, Twins. Pat Kelly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kelly is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Kelly hits a fly ball into center field. Ford settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Hairston tags and scores. Two outs. It's 8-3, Twins. Bucky Dent is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dent is 0-for-2 in the game. With two walks, Dent hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Varney moves to third. Ken Henderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Henderson is 0 for 4 in the game. Henderson hits a pop-up towards first. Briggs settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Minnesota Twins, 8, and Chicago White Sox, 3. Goodbye from Metropolitan Stadium in Bloomington.